You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 337, covering week 42, October 16th to 22nd, 2023. The OpenSilver 2.0 project has a new release, which continues the development of the Silverlight platform and allows you to create interactive web applications using C, XAML, and .NET. Silverlight applications compiled with OpenSilver can work in any desktop and mobile browsers with WebAssembly support, but the compilation is still possible only in Windows using the Visual Studio environment. The project code is written in the C language and distributed under the MIT license. In its current form, OpenSilver has already gone beyond the Silverlight Life Extension layer and can be considered as an independent platform for creating new applications. The project is developing an addition to Visual Studio, support for new versions of the C language and the .NET platform, and compatibility with libraries in JavaScript. OpenBSD 7.4 is presented. Founded by Theo Durrett in 1995 after a conflict with NetBSD developers, this resulted in the closure of Theo's NetBSD repository. After that, Theo and a group of like-minded people created a new open operating system based on the NetBSD source tree, the main goals of which were portability, supported by 13 hardware platforms, standardization, correct operation, proactive security, and integrated cryptographic tools. In addition to the operating system, the OpenBSD project is known for its components, which have been distributed in other systems and have proven themselves among the most secure and high-quality solutions, such as LibreSSL, OpenSSH, PacketFilterPF, Pharmacological Routing Daemons OpenBGPD, and OpenOSPFD, NTP Server OpenNTPD, Mail Server OpenSMTPD, Multiplexer of the Text Terminal, similar to the GNU screen, TMUX, IdentD Daemon with implementation of the IdentD protocol. Oracle has released VirtualBox 7.0.12, which had noted 24 patches. At the same time, an update of the last branch of VirtualBox 6.1.48 was formed, including support for the Linux 6.5 and 6.6 RC kernels, support for OpenSUSE 15.5, improved support for the Linux 6.4 kernel, and patches for the kernel from RHEL 8.9 and 9.3. The GNOME Foundation, which oversees the development of the GNOME user environment, has announced the appointment of Holly Million as CEO, which has remained vacant since August last year after Neil McGovern's departure. The executive board is responsible for the management and development of the GNOME Foundation as an organization, as well as for interaction with the board of directors, the advisory board, and members of the organization. Holly Million has extensive experience in managing nonprofit organizations and is a versatile person who has manifested herself as a producer of documentaries, writer, shaman, physiotherapist, artist, and educator. Holly went from a nonprofit consultant to development director, a member of the board of directors of various organizations, executive director of the BioBricks Foundation, developing open projects in the field of biotechnology, and the founder of Artists United, which brings together artists and connoisseurs of art, and promoting the idea that many social problems can be solved through learning to understand art. A new version of Media Goblin 0.13.0 has been published, designed for hosting and exchanging media content, including photos, videos, sound files, three-dimensional models, and PDF documents. Unlike centralized services like Flickr, YouTube, and SoundCloud, Media Goblin is aimed at organizing content, sharing without being linked to a particular service, and using a model similar to StatusNet and Pump.io, allowing you to run the server at your own facilities. The project code is written in Python and distributed under the AGPL v3 license. The developers of the Kubuntu distribution announced the possibility of switching to a fresh stable version of KDE and Kubuntu LTS distribution 22.04. Packages with KDE Plasma 5.27, KDE Frameworks 5.110, and KDE Gear 23.08 are to be offered for installation, which are backported from Kubuntu 23.10. In the regular version of Kubuntu 22.04 LTS, they only offered releases of KDE Plasma 5.24 and KDE Gear 21.12. Intel has published the Scalable 3D Rendering Engine OSP Ray 3.0, designed for realistic high-quality visualization by ray tracing. The engine is developing as part of a larger Intel rendering framework project aimed at developing software visualization tools for SDVs, software-defined visualization, including the Embry Ray Tracing Library, Glu-ray Photorealistic Drawing System, the library to eliminate noise on an image, Open Image Denoise, and the OpenSWR software rasterization. The code is written in C++ and published under the Apache 2.0 license. OSP Ray can operate without being tied to the GPU, which allows you to use the library on a wide range of devices, from workstations to nodes and computing clusters. Multithreading and vectoring based on SIMD instructions, such as Intel SSE4, AVX2, and AVX512, are actively used to provide proper performance. At least SSE 4.1 support is required for OSP Ray. A new stable branch of Asterisk 21 is out, an open communication platform used to deploy software PBXs, voice communication systems, VoIP gateways, IVR motor organization, voicemail, telephone conferences, and call centers. The source code of the project is available under the GPLv2 license. Asterisk 21 is classified as regular support release with updates for the next 2 years. Support for the Asterisk 20 LTS will last until October 2027 and Asterisk 18 until October 2025. Support for LTS 17.x is discontinued. It's the 18th birthday of Gini. On October 19, 2005, Gini 0.1 was released. While the first version had fewer features than the new version, the spirit and project goals have remained the same. The release of the Gini 2.0 project is out, which develops a compact and fast code editing environment using a minimum number of dependencies and not tied to the features of individual user environments such as KDE or GNOME. Gini requires only the GTK library and its dependencies, Pango, Glib, and ATK. The project code is distributed under the GPLv2 Plus license and is written in the C and C++ languages. Builds are formed for BSD systems as well as major Linux, macOS, and Windows distributions. The release of the HTTP server Apache 2.4.58 was announced, presenting 33 changes and eliminating 3 vulnerabilities, 2 of which are associated with the possibility of a denial-of-service attack on systems using HTTP/2. The release of LibreBoot 2023-1021 is presented. The update was assigned the status of a test release. The last stable release was in June. The project develops the finished build of the CoreBoot project, which provides replacement of proprietary firmware UEFI and BIOS, responsible for the initialization of the CPU, memory, peripherals, and other components of equipment, with the minimization of binary inserts. LibreBoot is aimed at forming a system environment that allows you to do without proprietary software as much as possible, not only at the operating system level, but also firmware that provides download. LibreBoot complements CoreBoot for end users, forming a ready-made distribution that can be used by any user who does not have special skills. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.